It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
We're going to dive into a trending report. Just a reminder, you might want to call Grandmama today and your old Aunt Karen and let them know that there's not going to be any mail tomorrow. So if they're looking to mail that Kohl's bill, hold off until Friday. No mail tomorrow and no stock market action. I think all the federal stuff's closed.
They just shut down?
Well, it's in honor of Jimmy Carter. I believe his funeral is actually tomorrow, right?
May he rest.
He's lying in state right now at the Capitol.
Gone too soon. 100 years old, right?
Hundo. Yeah, he made it to a hundo. So to honor him, I think flags are still half-staffed, possibly.
Yep.
But no mail tomorrow, so don't be wandering out to your mailbox looking for your letters.
Okay.
Because there's not going to be any postman tomorrow.
Nope.
So there's your heads up on
that. So what is that now? We just have four living presidents?
Who do we got? We got Trump, Biden, Obama, Bush.
Bush.
Yeah.
That's four.
That's about it.
Dang,
oh,
man.
Obama.
Did I say Obama?
Yes, you said Obama.
You said Obama.
Jeremy, are you okay?
I have got to stop taking Vicodin before the show. No more Vicodin for me before the show. Did I say Obama?
You did.
It was the second one. You go Trump, Obama, Biden, and then you said, oh, and Obama again.
You know what? It's been a long show.
Something might be wrong with me.
It's okay.
I'm not going to lie. Something might be a little off.
I'm not going
to
lie.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Oh, Obama as well.
Okay, I almost said it. How about Obama? All right, Katie, what else is going on?
All right.
Get me out of this, quick.
Let me start talking. The top stolen cars in Colorado. This list comes out every year. And the good news is cars stolen in Colorado have taken a dip this year. So not as many have gotten jacked. That is a good news. But the top 10, a lot of trucks, Jeremy.
Is America's pickup on there?
America's pickup is on there twice.
Jeremy, Josh has
F-150?
A truck.
Yeah, F-150 is number six.
F-150?
Yeah.
I love that
America's
sound.
Pickup.
F-250 is number five. So they've got a lot of pickups. As I said, GMC Sierra coming in at number four. And then it's Hyundai Sonata, number three. Hyundai Elantra. My daughter drives that car.
Uh-oh.
That's number two. Number one most stolen vehicle in 2024, Chevy Silverado.
Oh, look at that. Another pick-em-up truck.
Yeah.
It's because everybody steals them and does their meth inside of them and lives in them for a little while, and then they bounce.
It's a meth truck. Exactly, trucks with toppers
get stolen more because they could stay in the back.
I wonder if that's a thing.
Yeah, it's a little house on wheels.
It is. And so they're saying some things that you can do to deter it. Obviously, don't leave your keys in your car. Keep your car clean because they say when they see stuff in your vehicle, that is alluring. They're like, ooh, what could that be?
What's in that sack?
Get yourself a club. My daughter has a club.
Come
and I
on.
Know it looks silly,
they're
but
ridiculous.
It works. Like, that's what. So when the Hyundai Elantra made this list, actually, she was able to go to the police station and get a club for free. Like, because her car, somebody smashed out the back window of her car, and she filed her police report, and they were like, well, come and get this free club so we can prevent this. So she has it on. She is
I'm always at the club.
Okay. That's a totally different thing, Jeremy.
I'm so sorry. Can I throw a quick pause button on this?
Yeah.
You guys.
What?
I see that we forgot Clinton. You can stop texting.
Yeah.
People
I was going to circle back around.
Oh.
We forgot Bill Clinton. Yes.
Oh, gosh.
I think he's still alive.
He is still alive.
I've seen pictures of him. He doesn't look that alive.
I love Bill Clinton so much.
We forgot Bill Clinton.
He does look bad, though. I'm not going to lie.
He's, okay, so unpause.
Yes, Bill Clinton. He's still alive.
And thank you. And don't forget Obama. Okay.
Get yourself a club. Don't get your car stolen. And yeah, that's the...
That's the moral of this story?
There we go. And we're moving on
to
the next one.
And Bill Clinton's alive.
And Bill Clinton's alive.
Hey, this is good news for everybody nationally, also locally. Did you see they are going to erase medical debt from our credit reports?
Oh, that's good.
They
just
voted on this yesterday, and it's huge for some people. I mean, if you think about what
can happen. Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, you get put in the hospital with anything. I mean, that can really ruin your life. So they're saying when it comes to medical bills, they're not going to take them into consideration when it comes to your credit report. That could raise people's scores by like 20 points, guys.
That's big time.
Dang, you can go buy a car.
You can go buy an F-150.
You can buy a house. It can be, again, life-changing for a lot of people. So that happening yesterday, that's
people
huge news.
People are strapped with a lot of credit card debt.
Yeah. All right. And a feel-good story wrapping up the local news today because Children's Hospital, they are doing something really, really neat. A snowmen volunteer program, if you will. It's called the Snow Buddies Program. And here's how it works. You know, a lot of kiddos in the hospital, Children's Hospital, hospital specifically, when we have big snowstorms like we did yesterday, they're not able to go outside and play in that snow. And as we all know, as a kid, that's a rite of passage.
Absolutely.
Go, you know, make snow angels, build snowmen. And so the folks at Children's Hospital are like, we want to make sure that they're involved in it somehow. They started this Snow Buddies program. And what it is, the patient will draw a picture of their snowman. And then they'll give it to one of the volunteers. And then when there is a big snow, like we had yesterday, that volunteer will go out and replicate that drawing.
Cool as this.
And then
send
it back to the kid. And it is wonderful. There's picture of a snow woman with a coconut bra and a ukulele. There's another shark made of snow, and he's coming out of the ground trying to eat a pizza. So it's just really, really
neat.
That's
a tough one.
It is, like, and they nailed it.
I love their imagination.
Yes.
I love it, but I'm like, that's the one I would get, and I'd be like, oh, no.
How do I do this? Yeah, but they nailed it. You can actually go see the picture of those two specific snowmen in our Instagram stories at Jeremy, Katie, Josh, and you can also register to become a volunteer for that Snow Buddies program.
I love it.
That's
awesome. That.
That's
really
cool.
That's really, really neat. Oh, those are great stories, Katie.
Thank you
for that. Obviously, the biggest one nationally right now is the fires going on in Los Angeles.
Oh, my gosh.
Prompted all sorts of evacuations, strong winds. It's warm out there, dry weather. It's fueling these two little brush fires that started. And it's just gobbling up hillsides in L.A. right now. A lot of celebrity homes are in danger. You were listing off, what, Tom Hanks?
Oh, my gosh.
Michael Keaton.
They have on TMZ, they have an article right now, pictures of Ben Affleck leaving his house and heading to Jen Gardner's house.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And, I mean, the look on his face, obviously, he's just very distressed. And so
Spencer Pratt and Heidi
Montag. Yep.
Their house did get hit.
Yeah.
So it's
gone. Burned down.
Reese Witherspoon, sure, her house is under fire right now. So, there's a lot of people being affected by this.
The videos are horrific. It's like hell on earth. Yeah. I mean, there's videos of people inside their house and just being engulfed with flames around them. And they're like, you better get out.
Yeah.
But it's just, what can you do? And then I heard that they can't get water out of the fire hydrants.
Yeah.
They're empty, man.
They're
empty now. It's one of those things. It's so hard to prepare for that quick moving of a fire because it's just a natural disaster that sweeps over everything. And, I mean, they're literally running out of water, which is horrifying because that fire is not contained.
It's bad.
It is.
And their governor is out of the country, it sounds like.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. What else is going on? I hate to bring you down even more, but this is a crazy story. Two bodies were discovered in the landing gear compartment of a JetBlue Airways plane that landed in Fort Lauderdale.
That's sad.
Routine airport inspection after the landing, and they're like, filling the tires, checking the oil, and they're like, oh my God, there's two bodies up in here. How did that happen?
Well, there's
also horrific.
Stowaways, and you were saying, Josh, that when planes go up and in the luggage compartment specifically,
it's not pressurized.
And it's very cold.
Well, it's free. If you're up there at 39,000 feet, which is an average cruise for the planes that are flying across the country or anything, like, that's freezing up there, you guys.
Yeah.
That's very, very cold.
You'll die,
and it's unpressurized. You're going to lose oxygen. So don't stow away on planes. And it's horrific that they ended up passing away and being found. I think it was like two trips later that they found them.
Oh, my gosh.
And how about those poor airport people that find
that
those?
That's not what
you're not ready for that.
No. Can't unsee that. No.
Yeah, it's very sad.
What else is going on? Other big news yesterday. The Trumpster had a big press conference talking about how they want to change the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America.
Can that happen?
How can you do that? Is it just some paper?
Jerry, just go to the DMV.
That's what I said. Yeah, it's the DMV. You wander in, and I need Form 243-B, and you change the name of the Gulf. Yeah. If you do some research, the United States does pretty much maintain and is highly active in the Gulf of Mexico, so I kind of see where he's coming from.
Yeah.
And it hugs, I think, more shoreline than it does Mexico, but the name I don't think even has to do with the country of Mexico. It has to do with an Indian tribe, I believe. I don't know. Do your own research. But
that's the thing. Maps are already hard for me.
Maps are hard.
Now you're going to change them?
Hard.
Like,
maps
I get
can't. But anyway, that'd be kind of neat, though, to have a name change. Yeah, well, let's change some stuff up.
Should we change it up?
Stuff's been the same for so many years.
We were talking about adding Canada as the 51st state of the United States. Let's do it.
Let's start changing everything.
Let's do it.
A lot of water, Josh. A lot of water. Probably the most water on the planet, frankly, right there.
Well, no, the Pacific.
No,
yes.
No,
the Gulf of Mexico.
No, we've actually added more water to it.
More gallons.
Many people
water.
Have told me there's more water. So this is great news. The Girl Scouts are getting rid of two of their cookies. This is awesome news!
No, it's not good news.
The Scout S'mores and the Toast Yays? Yas? Toast Yas?
Toast Yays. Toast Yays.
Toast Yays?
Those sound terrible.
The s'mores are so
good. It's got a stupid name. No. Should get
I had the s'mores last year.
So good.
They're horrible.
Stop it, Joshua. I'm not listening
it's
to you.
It's plastic.
They're so good. They're graham
none
cracker
of their,
cookies.
None of their cookies
they
are good.
They have chocolate and marshmallow on those cookies. And we actually got a text that reminded us from Kate that the Toastiers are not in Colorado. Those are a different nationwide cookie. So
Colorado didn't even want them. They're like, that cookie sucks so bad. We don't even want them.
Yeah, but we did get those.
Get them out of here.
We did get the s'mores cookies, and I will miss those. But they are with us through 2025, so if you want to stock up on them, you can still
do that. I really don't.
Fine. More for me, Jeremy.
These are guilt purchases. These are up there with the butter braids.
Oh, my gosh.
We have like 9 or 10 butter braids in the freezer because my wife can't say no to small children.
Yeah.
And I will say way back buried in the back of the deep freeze in the basement is a couple boxes of Thin Mints because you just, okay, yes, I'll buy them. Whereas I just walk past those little girls.
You can bring those in tomorrow, by the way. Those Thin Mints, I
those
want them now.
Those are probably from 2014.
Yeah, don't care.
Well, if they're in the freezer, you're good, dude.
You saved
you
them.
You think?
You,
you know how many
them.
I was going to say, do you know how many preservatives are in those bad boys anyway?
You bring those Thin Mints tomorrow.
That's why they're disgusting.
Sir.
You know you should bring.
I do feel a little bad that I lie to those children outside the front of the grocery store.
Do you?
I lie. I straight up lie to their face.
Oh, man.
Would you like to buy some cookies today, sir? Support a good cause. It's the Girl Scouts. I'm like, no, I already bought some.
What is the cause you're supporting anyway?
You give back to the Girl Scouts.
You give it back to the Girl Scouts,
they
sir.
Do a lot of stuff. They bring those girls on trips to the mountains. They teach them all kinds of skills that they'll use throughout life. And this money helps that program. The Girl Scouts are wonderful. I was a Girl Scout.
I want to go to
my
the
daughter was a Girl Scout.
Were you an Eagle Scout or anything, Jer?
No.
No,
you weren't?
No.
I wasn't.
My parents heard those horror stories, and they were like, no, we're good.
Well,
no.
Let's not get into that. But this is not a good cookie. And yes, before everybody messages in, I understand the business aspect about it, teaching the young girls business, how to talk to people, you know, deal with money, sell a product. All beneficial.
Yeah.
Pick a different product.
No, the cookies are it. And I just want to point out, public service out
those
here.
Cookies are delicious,
that
ma'am.
For the JKJ show, I will buy all the cookies. So I'll make sure we buy enough cookies for all of us. So
well,
don't listen
now
to these
you've
two.
Done it.
I do kind of like butter.
I'm serious. We need to support this program. The Girl Scouts of America
see the text
is
messages.
Fabulous.
I just heard that, Katie, on the radio.
I'm going to buy all the cookies.
Send her all of
I'll
our direct
say it
links.
Again. I'm going to buy all the cookies.
Well, now you've done it. speaking of buying crappy food, the Cinemark theater chain is taking things to the extreme when it comes to their popcorn. Check this out. Sunday, January 19th. Is National Popcorn Day,
is it?
You can bring in a container that you wish to fill up with popcorn, as long as it is cleaned and sanitized, which is their quote, and they'll fill it for just $5. Now, there is one catch. You can't be dragging in a kiddie pool. The bucket can't be more than 400 ounces, which is about like 3 gallons of milk.
You guys, 3 gallons of popcorn?
3 gallons
that's
of popcorn.
That's not enough.
More than enough.
That's a lot.
I need more.
Oh, my
I
goodness.
I need more.
That is a lot.
Popcorn's
only,
not even that good.
It's $5.
Is this only one day, though? I thought this was
the
from
19th.
Now on. Dang it.
From now on?
No,
I
just
really
national.
Thought I could just bring a bucket into the theater and fill it for $5.
Load it.
Dang
give
it.
Me.
I really thought that was the story.
And hi to Stacy who texted in. We're not bashing the Girl Scouts at all.
Oh, no, I love the Girl Scouts.
We are
no,
giving
I love
the Girl Scouts kudos.
I'm
we said
buy
it's
all
a great
cookies.
Organization. I understand what they are doing. It's very beneficial to those girls. My sister was in the Girl Scouts and the Brownies.
Yeah.
I get it. It's a great. It's a great organization. The cookies is the problem.
They're
cookies.
Not.
Are not good.
Again, I don't know who hurt you, but Samoas
again.
Are like
oh,
some
Samoas,
of the best
dude.
Thing of all time.
Samoas like, and Thin Mints. I like the
you
kitty,
right
I like the Thin Mints.
Yes, you can make yourself an ice cream sandwich with any
this.
Of those Girl Scout cookies, and you will thank me.
Oh,
yes.
Well, I've never done that.
Do
I've never
it.
Thought of that.
Do it now.
So again, before everybody starts texting in like Stacy did, we are not bashing the Girl Scouts.
No.
100% not bashing them.
And please send
bashing
me the link to
the
cookies.
Gross cookies. Cookies are not good. All right, let's do clickbait. Make your way to our Facebook. It is Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the FB. There is this story about a Hooters waitress out this morning. The video has gone viral. She is trashed, completely trashed, and she is trying to flirt her way out of a DUI. You can see the entire video on our Facebook page. Just search Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the FB for... Yeah, that's it, you guys. That is the trending report. Boy, we talked for a long time during that one. How about that? Hope you enjoyed it. If you missed any part of it, we do post these as podcasts. Josh puts a lot of work into all this, so make sure you listen to those. You can find them at mix100.com. Click on the little podcast link there on the left, and you can revisit anything from the show.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.